Welcome to Ikoyi Baptist Church. Thank you for tuning into our podcast services. Listen and be blessed.
I came to understand that if you are going to be a good minister of the Lord Jesus, you must keep the people of God in remembrance of their eternal destiny. And I want to announce to everyone here tonight that this is not your final bus stop. Hallelujah. You are in a journey. And any journey that ends here on earth for any man is a dangerous journey. Life is a journey. And it must end in God and with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I heard somebody said there are pastors who are preparing their congregation for the Antichrist, and some are preparing them for the rapture. I want to be among the pastors who prepare the congregation for the rapture, not the Antichrist. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So as I studied through the book of Nehemiah and I came to see the man with the trumpet and the sound of the trumpet, the Holy Spirit said, that is it. We need to talk about the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The trumpet is used to signify many things in Scripture. There's quite a number of significance given to different sounds of the trumpet in the Bible. A particular kind is ever designated the last trumpet. The last trumpet that we sound will herald the rapture of the saints. Meanwhile, the rapture is a biblical truth that needs to be given urgent attention. And evidence abounds in Scripture that the rapture can take place any moment from now. This is a challenge to every genuine child of God to be ready in order not to be left behind in shame. Praise the Lord. What is a trumpet? For the sake of those who may not know what a trumpet is, can you come down? A trumpet is a shofar. I wish we had the shofar, the original. Do we have a shofar? Okay, maybe next week we show. But this is a trumpet. This is a... So can you blow your own trumpet, even though it's not the last trumpet? There's a difference between a trumpet and a saxophone. I hope we know that. This is a trumpet. God bless you, sir. You will not miss the rapture. In Jesus' name. So we have seen what a trumpet is. What is it used for in Scripture? Let's quickly look at some verses of Scripture. This is not the key thing we want to look at tonight. Numbers chapter 10, verse 9. Numbers 10, verse 9. Can we read it together? Sound what? Then. So what is a trumpet from this passage? It's an instrument of warfare. Praise the Lord. When it is sounded, God will do what? Will respond. Okay, Joshua chapter 6, verse 4. Can we read it together? So, you know what happened? At the end of the day, when they blew the trumpet, what happened? The walls of Jericho came down. Instrument of warfare, instrument of worship, musical instrument. Okay? Let's read. Same thing is said in Judges 3:34. Judges 7:19. But let's read 2 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 12. Can we read together? You can imagine the kind of sound you will hear when 120 priests sounding what? Not just one trumpet, but how many? No wonder the glory of God came down. In that passage, when you read it to the end, the power of God came so much upon the congregation that the priest could not preach again. Which message are you preaching? When God has what? Has come down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It shows to us that when these musical instruments are properly used and carried by people with the correct life, something must happen. Amen. Amen. Some people will blow trumpet and nothing will happen. That this man, I've forgotten his name, that used to blow trumpet. Not in Nigeria now. Phil Driscoll. If you ever listen to Phil Driscoll play trumpet, he will take you to heaven and come back before you recover. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But that's not where we're going tonight. We go to heaven, we will not miss the rapture. By the grace of God. Hallelujah. In Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 18, Nehemiah was careful to say, talk about a man. Can we read it together? Hallelujah. The man who sounded the trumpet stayed with me. We shall discover who that man is as we go on in our studies. Let's read Matthew 24, verse 31. Matthew 24:31. Let's read. Yeah, we are already touching on the issue of the rapture now. He will do what? Send his angels with what? A loud trumpet call. So a trumpet is an instrument you use to do what? To call people's attention. To alert or to announce the arrival or the coming of a personality. Amen. Amen. In this case, it says the angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his what? His elect. From where? From the four winds. From one end of the heavens to the other. So you need to ask yourself, are you among the elect? Have you been elected? Have you accepted the call to salvation? Is your name in the book of life? Or you are just born into the church? Have you had a personal encounter, personal experience of Jesus? Let's read 1 Corinthians 14, verse 8. Again, if the trumpet does not sound a clear call, who will get ready for what? You know, when Moses was leading the people of God, there's a particular trumpet that sounds, and the people know that they are to what? They are to camp. When another trumpet sound give a particular sound, they know they are to do what? They are to move. So they have been trained as touching the sound of the trumpet. So the trumpet must not give an unclear sound. It must be clear enough for people to know what it is meant for. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 52. 1 Corinthians 15, 52. Can we read together? Hallelujah. At the last trumpet. I'm so curious as to the way King James put this verse. And we're going to be reading it in Thessalonians as well. Can we read it together? There's something interesting in that verse. Does it strike you? Something is striking on the third verse. Did you see the word Trump? You know, some of us, you listen to news, all that's going on around the world, you think all that is happening, they are just... things are happening around the world that is telling us that it can be any moment from now. Praise the Lord. At the last trump. And those of us who are familiar with Trump and Jerusalem and the history of Jerusalem, all that is going on, North Korea and all that, is preparing the stage. Any moment from now, we'll be going home. Hallelujah. Somebody say, which home? Which home are you going? I'm not ready to go to any home now. I never marry. I'm sorry for you. Or I've not finished my house. It's a year of supernatural help. Pastor, I must complete my project. The sad aspect is that all these things we are laboring for. You build us in the village, build three in Lagos, build in this place, build in that place. Excuse me, sir. You will choose whether you want to remain a landlord on earth or you want to go and join your father where? In heaven. And enjoy what? Enjoy the bungalow. Is it bungalow that is preparing for you? Mansions. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The last trumpet will soon sound. Let's take one more scripture. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 16. Can we read it together again? So this trumpet is the trumpet call of who? Of God. Amen. Amen. And when that happens, series of events will follow. Section B. What is rapture? We see that in Matthew 24:31 and 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 17. It is the gathering of the elect by the angels in response to the loud trumpet call from wherever they are on the earth to meet the Lord. We are in the sky. In 1 Thessalonians 4:17, the rapture is the catching up of all believers meet here with Christ at his coming. The catching up of all believers meet here. Let's not assume tonight that everybody here is born again. Even though one of our hymns assumed that. You remember the hymn, "When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, sing and shout the victory." How wonderful will it be that all of us we sit around the throne of God Almighty. I pray it is so. But it would only be so if every one of us here is first of all a child of God. Are you a child of God? Are you born again? Or you are playing church? Is your name in the Lamb's book of life? When actually did you give your heart to Christ? When? The catching up of believers meet here with Christ at his coming. Maybe we should read that scripture again. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Let's take it from verse 13 this time around. You know, Paul had to write the Thessalonians to encourage them. All the churches that he planted, he had the opportunity of spending sufficient time to nurture them, to grow them in the faith. Places like in Ephesus, he spent 3 years plus. But for the church in Thessalonica, Paul could only spend a week. As a result of the planting of this church, persecution broke out. And you remember the story very well. He was stoned and was dragged out of the city, thinking that he was dead. So the only way Paul could reach out to these brethren was through letter. And part of the question that was agitating their mind is that you told us that Christ is coming. But some of us are dying. What will be their fate? That was what led to this truth that we are grappling with tonight. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So let's read what is said from verse 13 together. Can we go? Brother, who have no hope, we believe, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus are falling asleep in him. According to the Lord's own word, Hallelujah. So we'll be with the Lord for how long? Forever. So it doesn't matter how long a man lives on earth. In eternity, it is what? Endless. It cannot be compared. Some biblical evidences about the rapture. We just read 1 Corinthians 14. 1 Thessalonians 14. 4, 13 to 18. Let's read John chapter 14, 1 to 3. Can we read together again? Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. I will have told you. I'm going there to. I will do what? I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. Hallelujah. What's that song we normally sing those days? He's coming back again. Do you know it? He went away. That is coming back again. He's coming back again. My Lord is coming back again. Oh, glory, hallelujah. He's coming back again. Can we sing it two more times?
He's coming back again. My Lord is coming back again.
He went away and promised that he's coming back again. He's coming back again. My Lord is coming back again. Oh, glory, hallelujah. He's coming back again. He's coming back again. I'm sure you know that Jesus, he doesn't tell lies, isn't it? Have you caught him telling one lie before? What did he say here? What did he say? Say, I'm coming back. To do what? To take you. To be where? With me. So that you also may be where I am. What a wonderful promise. 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Okay. Let's read verse 23. Then we jump to 51 to 58. Can we take it together? I tell you a mystery. We're not all as, but we'll all be changed. In a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and will be changed. For the perishable must clothe itself imperishable. And the mortal with immortality. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of the law, sin is the law. But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Hallelujah. There are other biblical evidences. Okay? In Matthew, one of the scriptures that is the truth, but it's also a scripture I fear most, is when Jesus said that night, two people shall be lying down on the bed. Hi, husband and wife, definitely husband and wife. If you're on another bed with a man that is not your wife or your husband, you already know where you're ending your own. He said, two people shall be lying on the bed. What will happen? One will be taken, and the other left. I said, it won't happen in my house. Amen. That scripture, does it send fear to your heart? That two people will be walking on the field, and suddenly you just say, pew! One has gone. The other is still left. Ah. That's the reality of the scripture, and it will happen. But the prayer is, Lord, help my life. Whatever it will take, if it is by dragging, Lord, drag me to heaven. Anyhow you want to do it, oh God, just help me to make it. Even Christ said, He said, it is better for you to enter into heaven maimed. If your right hand offends you, what do you say you should do to it? Cut it off. That's to show to you that this thing we are talking about is a serious matter than for you to go to hellfire with your body complete. Hell is real. Heaven is also real. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now let's go to the last part of our teaching tonight. Basic things that you need to know about the rapture. Number one, it is for believers only. It is for what? Believers only. And when we are talking about believers, what do we mean? Those who are born again. Who are those that are born again? Those who have accepted Jesus into their heart as what? But do you know that you can be born again now? And these days you can accept Christ into your life as Savior and Lord, but you have not repented. So I prefer to go by saying believers are those who have repented of their sins and have invited the Lord Jesus Christ into their heart as what? As Savior and Lord. There are many people today in the church who claim to be born again, but have not repented. The repentance some of us grew up to understand, to know, the things I used to do, I do them no more. The things I used to do, I do them no more. The things I used to do, I do them no more. Yes, I great changed since I'm born again. The places I used to go, I go there. The places I used to go, I go there no more. The places I used to go,
I go there.
There's a great change. The money I used to steal, the girls I used to keep, I keep them no more. The men I used to keep, I keep them no more. There's a great. In our today, somebody is born again, but he's still coming to church with his boyfriend. In our day, you still see a man come to church Sunday morning with another woman that is not his wife. And he's a believer. What type of believer is that? So when we are talking about believers, let's be sure that we are talking about those who have repented of their sins, who have been delivered from the shackle of sin. Praise the Lord. Let's take note of this. Because sometimes when we talk about the rapture and the second coming, there seems to be some cloud. But this statement here will help us. At the rapture, Christ comes for who? For believers. But at the second coming, Christ comes with what? With the believers. Did you get that? That at the rapture that we are talking about, when Christ comes at the rapture, he will not touch the earth. Everything will end up where? In the air. And all the saints, the dead saints, dead believers, those who are still alive at his coming, they meet him where? And they will go back to where? Back to heaven. There are the second coming. Okay? It's not coming with those believers that were raptured back to the earth. Next meeting, we're going to be talking about the millennium reign and all those things. Hallelujah. 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 But suffice to say that immediately we are raptured, those who are left behind, they face the Antichrist, the great tribulation. Praise the Lord. And that's not an event to be part of. Are you hearing me? I pray none of us will be part of the great tribulation. You will not witness it all. I didn't hear your amen. So the first thing to note is that the rapture is for believers only. Number two, it is for rapturable believers. In other words, it's not even enough to be born again. You must also be what? Rapturable. Ephesians 5, 25 to 27. Can we read it together? Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, to make her what? Holy, cleansing her by what? So from that verse, what can you say about a rapturable believer? He must be what? He must be holy, constantly being cleansed by what? By the word of God. You want to be a rapturable, but you don't read your Bible. No Bible reading, no Bible study, no devotion. On a regular basis, daily basis, I'm afraid for you. The word of God must be a constant companion. No day must pass without you spending quality time in the Word of God. Because you spend time in the Word of God, God will reveal himself to you. He will reveal yourself to you so that you can make amend. But today we see believers who don't read the Bible until when they come to church. Rapturable believers, they dwell in the world, constantly being cleansed by the water through the word. Verse 27. Next verse. And to present her to himself as what? A radiant church. Without what? Stain. Or, but holy. Excuse me, what is a stain? What is a stain? Can you give us message? Or easy to read? Or New Living Translation? Dressing her in what? Radiant with holiness. Wow. Dazzling white. No stain. Praise the Lord. No wrinkle. The rapturable believer must be without stain. No stain in your career. No stain about any aspect of your life. No blemish. Nothing that even the devil can look at you and the world accuse you of. Praise the Lord. There are some people, if God wants to allow them to come to heaven, the devil will say, God, you're a just God. You're a holy God. And because of your justice and holiness, this sister Janet cannot go to heaven. And God said, why? Say, God, you said in your word, anyone that is going to come here must be without stain. No blemish. But this is evidence against Sister Janet. The only thing that can deliver Sister Janet that day is what? The precious blood of Jesus. That he has dealt with those things. Can I ask you tonight, sir? Ma'am. If rapture is to take place tonight, what is that thing that will stop you from making it? What are you covering? Or what have you covered? Whatever you have covered may end up covering you. Uncover it naked before God before it is too late. Rapturable believers. And I ask myself, why? Why will I have given my life to Christ? Why will it have been, I've been following Christ 1 year, 2 years, 10 years, 20 years, and at the rapture I'm left behind? God forbid. The rapture is about inheriting the kingdom of God. We see that in verse 50 of our text, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. It says, flesh and blood will not do what? Inherit the kingdom, cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Flesh and blood will not make it. Praise the Lord. Number 4, the issue of the rapture is a mystery. A mystery as at that time. But today it's no longer a mystery because Paul, by the Holy Spirit, has brought it to our understanding. Hallelujah. 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 Part of the mystery is what we are unraveling now. And we're still going to talk about some more of it. Number five, the rapture will bring about a great transformation for all the saints. Verse 51. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep. In other words, we will not all die. Rather, we will all be changed. We will all be changed. And I'm praying that it's going to be a matter of we all. It will not be a matter of some of us, but we all. Believers who have gone to sleep, who died in Christ, and those of us who are alive, the Bible says, we will all be changed. Transformation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The rapture will be very, very sudden. Look at verse 52. It says, in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye. Can you twinkle your eye? How long does it take? How many seconds? That's how the rapture will be. You know, some believers will say, by the time the trumpet is blowing, I will quickly kneel down and begin to say, God, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I will have time to repent. No time to repent. Are you following now? Why? Because it will happen how? In a flash. Twinkling of an eye. Very sudden. Before you know it, you have been changed. Hallelujah. You just wake up and see us going with our Lord and Master to heaven. That will be wonderful. Hallelujah. I said that day will be wonderful. If you have never entered an aeroplane before, no problem. If never entered a plane before, that day, you are entering what is more than what? Aeroplane. We fly and go with our Lord and Master. How beautiful and wonderful will it be? The rapture will be very, very sudden. Very, very sudden. Let's see the way 1 Thessalonians 4:13 put it. Brothers, we don't want to be ignorant about those who fall asleep or to grieve like the rest of men who have no hope. Continue. Okay. Which verse is talking about what we are looking for now? Is this 17 or 18? 16? Okay. Praise the Lord. So what we are bringing out is the fact that this will happen how? In a flash. Twinkling of an eye. So I pray that every moment you think with your eye, from tonight, it will remind you of what? It will remind you of what? Of the rapture. The rapture will happen at the sound of the last trumpet. It will bring about the believer's glorification when the perishable will give way to what? The imperishable. Corruption will give way to what? This vile body that is subject to all kinds of affliction will be transformed and will be given glorified bodies. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The rapture gives every believer complete victory over death. Death is one of the things that the enemy has used to torture humankind. But at the rapture, we look at death in the face and say, death, where is your what? Where is your sting? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The rapture is good news for the genuine believer in Christ. It is good news for us. Why? Why is it good news? Verse 57 of 1 Corinthians. Why is it good news? Because the rapture gives us the final victory over death, over sin. Hallelujah. John 14, 1 to 3. Where is it that the rapture is good news for genuine believer? Let's read verse 2. The way you are reading it is like you are not happy tonight about the rapture. Can we read it well? Hallelujah. So where is it good news for believers? The rapture affords us the opportunity of going to where? To our Father's house. Where there are what? Many rooms. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh. Sir, you have not seen a mansion. Oh. I'm telling you. Some of us thought that we have seen mansions. Some of us, you have traveled abroad. You have seen wonderful buildings. You have gone around Ikoyi and said, wow. You stood before a particular and say, I claim it in Jesus' name. Because you saw beauty, isn't it? But whatever you have seen is incomparable. I'm here to see the richest man on earth building a house or a mansion that can accommodate everybody in Nigeria. How much more can you compare that with our Heavenly Father? That all His children, regardless of their number in millions upon millions upon millions, can you imagine the size, the enormity of what God has prepared? Despite that mansion is decorated all over with what? Good news. Amen. Amen. So, thank God for the house you have here on Neto. There's something better waiting for you up there. Don't be so hooked and tied to the temporal and you forget the eternal. So the rapture is good news for the genuine believer in Christ. It will bring us into the eternal presence of the Lord eternally. Let's see that 1 Thessalonians 4:17 again. The last sentence, can we read it together? And so, we will be with the Lord forever. And I love that. I want to be with Jesus forever. Amen. The rapture will give us access to our heavenly mansions. We've mentioned that. The rapture is bad news for unbelievers. and believers that get left behind. The rapture is the first flight. It is to be a source of comfort for believers, not a reason for fear. If you're a child of God here tonight, you have truly repented of your sins, you don't need to be afraid of the rapture. The only thing that can make you to be afraid is what? If there's a skeleton in your cupboard. In fact, since the beginning of this meeting, the devil will tell you, say, you are not going anywhere. You are not going anywhere. I know Reverend Adeleke will go. I know the pastors are going with him and their wives and children are going with him. But you, see, 1974, you cheated to pass WAEC. I put it to you that you are going nowhere. The devil has your record. The only thing that can make God to say no more is if you have brought it under what? Under the blood. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And the last point there is, you may be left behind. But I say, God forbid. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Can we all read it together? If you have not been following us to read, please read this passage. Because we are going to pray now. Let's go. Pass through the sea. They were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. They all ate the same spiritual food and drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank from the spiritual rock that accompanied them. And that rock was Christ. Nevertheless, God was not pleased with most of them. Their bodies were scattered over the desert. Now these things occurred as examples to keep us from setting our hearts on evil things as they did. Do not be as some of them were, as it is written. The people sat down to eat and drink and got up to indulge in pagan revelry. We should not commit sexual immorality as some of them did. And in one day, 23,000 of them died. We should not test the Lord as some of them did and were killed by what? And do not, see that one. Wait. And do not what? You may say, I don't fornicate. I'm not into sexual. I'm not a pagan. Then look at this one. And do not grumble as some of them did. And were killed by these things happened to them as examples and were written down as what? Warnings for us on whom the fulfillment of the ages has come. Can we all read this together? So, if you think you are standing firm, be careful. That is a summary of the matter tonight. He said, this thing pastor is talking about, we are above that. Rapture, is it not rapture? If anybody is going to be rapture, we are number one in this church. Pastor, forget it. We know ourselves. We know our level. You say anyone who thinks is what? He should do what? See, on that day, what will give me entrance to the kingdom of God is not tied to pastor. Everybody will answer is what? His name. Whether you're a bishop or archbishop or what bishop, it will not take you anywhere. It won't take you anywhere. So we have these prayer points we are going to pray on before we leave tonight, and you can be praying them at home. Dearly beloved, God will not want any of us to be ignorant about the events of the last days. The rapture of the saints before the great tribulation is a biblical truth. This is not something to joke with. To do so will be at your eternal peril. No man can help you in this matter. Only God can help you by His Holy Spirit. You must not miss the rapture. And you will not miss the rapture in Jesus' name. May none of us miss the rapture in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were blessed. Ikoyi Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 5 to 7 Latif Jakande Road in Ikoyi of Lagos State, Nigeria. You can find us on Facebook as Ikoyi Baptist Church or reach the church directly via phone at 0163-20485 and 0163-20486. For more information, please visit the church website at www.ikoyibaptistchurch.org.